Welcome to the Carlin and Laidlaw Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
And Happy New Year to our listeners, mate. Our last show of 2019.
Well, it's been a big year, hasn't it, in many ways. We got over our 100 shows.
Yeah, congratulations again.
Congratulations to you too. It's nice that we congratulate each
other. No one else will, but we can.
No, well, we may as well do that. So it comes to the end of another year, and so I always like the end of the year because I like this. I like a new year. It's good to think differently and think, what am I going to do this year?
Well, I've had a good vision for next year for a long time. 2020, you could say.
Are you going to improve your jokes, though?
No. I was just
that was a good one, though. That's one of your better ones.
Thanks, mate. But I was just wondering, you've never really seen a live baseball game, have you?
Well, no, I haven't, and you've been bugging me for a while. I mean, I know you sort of love to talk baseball, which I understand. I thought I'd better get along to one of the Adelaide Giants games because that's an exciting change, you know, going back to the name, the Giants, which was something that I remember when I was younger in Adelaide, and I never got a chance to go and watch them play at Norwood. I thought about it a few times back then, but never got there, so it was time.
Yeah, it's quite exciting that they're the Giants again. It brings back a lot of memories. I had one mate of mine who, Greeny, who's used to play for the Giants in the early years. He's sort of been involved in throwing batting practice and that for the Bight and now the Giants this year. And he actually got into a Giants top yesterday and actually coached at first base. And I took a photograph of it and he... He's over the moon that he was in a Giants top for the first time in 30 years. So it obviously means a lot to those that did play back in the 90s.
Well, things change, don't they? But people, we love tradition and we love, you know, like, unfortunately, as we get older, you know, clubs that we might have been part of might no longer exist, or there might have been amalgamations and name changes. So you do hark back to your own time, and that's something that you hold dearly, especially later on when you can no longer do the things that you used to do. So I imagine for those guys who are around at the time, they're really pleased to see the name come back and be part of it too.
Now, setting the scene, Auckland Tuatara from New Zealand, they entered the competition last season.
Well, how do you say it again?
Tuatara.
Tuatara. And what is that? What's their mascot?
It's a, believe it or not, it's a prehistoric lizard that dates back to the dinosaurs, and it's about the only surviving one of its species, and they're unique to New Zealand.
Well, that's a good name to choose then. So they're a lizard.
Yeah.
They look a bit like an iguana, don't they?
A little bit.
But they're unique. They're very they're specific to New Zealand.
Yeah, they are.
Living fossils, apparently.
Absolutely. A little bit like us.
Speak for yourself.
But, you know, New Zealand, or Auckland, they came into the competition last year. They split the competition up into two divisions, so you only get to play the other division teams in one series. Last year, we played Auckland. It's supposed to be in New Zealand, but because of problems with the ground, it was played in South Australia, but they wanted a regional centre, so they actually played at Mount Gambier. So, in fact, on Friday night, when you came along, that was the first time that Auckland had actually played in Adelaide. So it was a big game for you to go to.
It was, and it was also the two top teams playing.
Yeah.
So Adelaide on top of their division and New Zealand top of theirs. So I chose a good night.
Absolutely.
And, you know what, I was a bit worried because it was a 40-plus degree day.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be hot. But down at West Beach, I really enjoyed it down there. I really liked that venue. I know everyone goes on about Norwood, but I thought it was a nice venue, lovely breeze, and really well set up.
Yeah, it is. And it puts the fans on top of the player as well. The way they set those stands up on the side, they can almost touch the player. They're that close.
Well, that's what I liked about it. And I was talking to the gentleman in front of me, and he'd obviously been to baseball many times. And he said he did enjoy going to Norwood, but he liked the fact that now there was a home,
yep.
You know, and that Giants had their own home. And it was something that they could build upon, and they didn't have to be worried about compromising with other grounds.
Now, what did you think of the game itself? I mean, that was your first live view of a baseball game?
Well, I really enjoyed the game and just the atmosphere. I mean, you see baseball all the time, and I know my son's living in America now. He's been to a few baseball games, and so I mean, you grow up as an Australian understanding a little bit about baseball, don't you, and seeing it on TV. So I wanted to have a hot dog because I figured you had to have a hot dog at the baseball.
Yep,
so
and a beer, and a beer. That.
I wanted to have a beer. In fact, I had two beers, actually.
So did I.
You did, yes, you did. And so I enjoyed that part of it. And I really enjoyed the atmosphere. I thought that the game was done really well in terms of the entertainment and the music, and I really enjoyed the announcing. I thought it was like having they had the state teams announced, the under 16 and 18 state teams, which
and presented
was
before
presented,
the game,
which was lovely. That was a nice touch.
National anthem.
Yeah, that young kid did a great job. I thought I was, because you know when you see young kids sing, and you think okay. And I'm looking, yeah, mate, you're doing a good job. Keep it going. And then he really hit those notes. I thought, is his voice going to... But no, he had a strong voice. And I thought, good on you, buddy. You did a good job.
He was the kid that got on the front page of the Advertiser because he sung the national anthem a couple of seasons ago and he had hiccups, but he manfully went through the song doing hiccups. And he's got the nickname Hiccups now. But
He's a good kid, and he did a good job, so he should be proud of himself. And he got a good round of applause, too.
Well, he's a regular. He sings sort of almost every round nowadays, and he's probably the most popular singer of the national anthem that they've ever had, and that's including Elvis, who on the Saturday night sang the national anthem, and he was put to shame by the kid that sort of sang it.
Elvis should leave the building.
Yeah.
But no, and I like the stuff that comes with the baseball, like the little sounds they have, and you know, like the clapping, and I don't know what they're all called, but like in between as the pitch is about to pitch and the new batter's coming up. So I thought, as a like in terms of entertainment and presentation, I thought it was really well presented. So I really enjoyed that side of it, and I was enthralled by the game. I thought, you know, it was only in the end Adelaide won by 1-0. So not a lot of runs were scored, but it was a tight game the whole time. And like being new to the game, it'd be great to see someone hit a home run over the fence. But I thought the pitching, especially from Adelaide, was excellent.
Well, you know the guy that pitched for Adelaide, Chase Cunningham. That was his first. That was his debut. Well,
that's right. And I thought, wow, here's the guy on debut, and. Obviously, and I thought, well, that's a big thing for him, I guess, to be playing for the Giants in that first time. But he started off straight away really pitching well. And again, I don't understand the game by a long shot, but I thought he made it very, very difficult for New Zealand to get any decent hits.
Well, he only gave up three hits over seven innings. He struck out four, and he was only really in trouble once. And that was in the third innings where... He gave up two hits with two out, and then there was an error by the second baseman. Eric Peterson made an unbelievable error that loaded the bases, but to his credit, he bared down and he got the last out, so he pitched the Giants out of trouble, so well done to Chase. And just to pump up Eric Peterson a little bit, that was the only error.
Yeah, he was second base, right?
Yeah.
Well, He played very well. I liked about him, I didn't know his name or not, but I like it. He picked the ball up so easily. He'd have sort of a little tap on his glove or something.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, throw the damn ball, because you see the guy sprinting to first base and he's just like, yeah, no, okay. And then, boom,
yep.
Bang. And it's like, wow, you seem so casual, but obviously he knows what he's doing, obviously, and times it beautifully. But from someone who's like a novice, because that's maybe in my head, I'd be panicking a little bit, thinking, I've got to get that ball quick. But he was like, yeah, pick it up, no worries. A little tap on the glove and then send it in.
When over the game, he was responsible for eight outs. He got six-way through the player out at first base, and he took a catch and he got another force out at second. But the interesting thing is for the first five innings that Auckland had batted, the last out to finish innings was made by him, a 4-3.
Wow.
I've never seen that before, five straight innings. And, he did a good job. So, yes, we've mentioned the error, but he made up.
There was a couple of really awkward bounces out there too. Is that normal?
Yeah, it is on that ground for some reason, maybe because of the sea air and a little bit of salt in the air. It may affect the diamond and the dirt area a little bit differently to what you get sort of at Norwood or other grounds where there's a truer bounce. I've noticed that a bit, but most players adapt to it okay. You know, it's not like it's unpredictable. It's more if you stay down on the ball, you can usually get it. So it's not terrible, but it is a unique aspect of West Beach Diamond.
And the other thing I wondered, how many baseballs do you go through in one game? Because there were baseballs flying all over the place.
I know.
And I try and watch them, and then I lose it. I'd hear it hit one of the warm up shed or the back of the grandstand or whatever. But I thought there must be baseballs everywhere.
And they're sponsored, so anyone in the crowd that gets a baseball or foul ball gets to keep it.
And I saw a few people get them, and that was obviously an exciting part of the night. They were, in fact, one of the more adult gentlemen got one, and he was really pumped.
Yeah, and then after the game, they can go and get the players to sign the ball. So
that's a good idea.
It's a good experience for spectators.
But I thought. I mean, I have not been to, instead of been to a game, but I really like the venue. In fact, West Beach down there, that whole sort of precinct now looks really nice. They've done a good job. They've got a lot of different sports down there. But
they've got tennis, they've got golf, they've got soccer, they've got lacrosse,
yeah,
softball, baseball.
And the German Shepherd Dog Club, yeah, there as well.
It's incredible. It's a real sporting hub, isn't it?
It is. And that's something. It's nice to have your own place, isn't it, where you can do what you want, set it up how you want. You're in charge of it. You don't have to be competing with other sports all the time, because often when you are not one of the biggest sports in Australia, then you're competing with those sports. So to have your own place must be, I'm sure baseball are really proud of that.
Well, that area out on the beach side of the car park where they play the lacrosse, I remember in the 70s playing football there. Croydon were the home club for the YCW, so I was playing for Salisbury, and I remember playing footy there. And I remember when they set up that particular baseball diamond as it is now, it was originally set up as a softball setup back in about 1985. And I remember I was playing men's softball with Ingle Farm, and we went to West Beach in 85, and we actually played the first game on that diamond. So that place has been around for a fair while.
Yeah, I know it's been there, but I think they've obviously spent a lot of money probably in the last decade, I imagine.
Well, did I mention the fact they've got the golf course at the back as well?
You did mention that.
Yeah, it's a real sporting precinct. Yes. It's sort of unbelievable, and they've got plenty of car parking, so it's sort of...
And they do a good job of looking after the grass too, because it all looks nice, and the temperature that's going around these days would make that difficult.
They've got of course, the airport is fairly close, and that's good, like with the Australian Baseball League, the teams can fly in and they're really close to the ground. And I remember last year the softball, the Australian team came in and played a Japanese team, and they played there on the Australia Day weekend, where it was extremely hot. So it's well situated. There's a caravan park just down the road. The beach isn't that far away. So it's probably the perfect location for a major sporting venue in South Australia.
Yeah, it is. They've done a good job, so well done.
Now, is there any other thoughts about the game? I mean,
I thought, now just watching from a novice perspective, I thought, am I right? It seemed to me that the fielding team have a real advantage than compared to when you're batting.
Oh, absolutely.
But then in saying that, I remember the announcer saying that it was earlier in the season, Adelaide had a record number of runs that they scored. One in the earlier games?
Yeah, they did have that was in Brisbane. Not in Brisbane, it was in Geelong against Korea, and they got something like 25 runs or something, yeah.
But I think, I was watching, I mean, but unlike, you know, you think people compare baseball and cricket, but in cricket you can hit the ball anywhere, whereas in baseball you really have to hit it forward, and of course the fielding is so good. So the pitching is, how quick do those guys pitch?
Up to 100 miles an hour.
Because I could see they had the radar gun down in front of us, but I never heard them at any time make reference to it. But I thought, wow, they're obviously pitching pretty quick. And then hitting. And some of them, you think, wow, that's a great hit. Look at that. And then they catch it in the outfield. Which must be frustrating.
Well, the wind tends to blow in there, so it's hard to hit home runs at West Beach.
Yeah.
When it blows the other way, sometimes it's like a home run haven, but that very rarely happens. And when you're talking about runs, in Perth the previous week, the last two games, the Giants won them 3-0 and 3-0. And then the game you went to, the Giants won 1-0. So they broke a record of three consecutive shutouts.
Yeah. What's the shutout? the opposition get no runs.
Yeah.
So that's obviously a combination of pitching and obviously and filming.
Yeah, yeah. It's an incredibly good game to watch when you have an understanding of those little nuances about the game. It's just it's a game that when you have understanding of what happens with the fielding and the pitching and the batting and bunts and extra base hits and all this type of stuff, it all sort of comes together and then you start wondering what if, and that's all the mystery of the game, and it sort of comes to a fore. So I'm hoping that you can come to another game soon.
Well, I did enjoy it, and I did enjoy the whole atmosphere. I thought the baseball guys did a wonderful job of presenting the game, and great that Adelaide won. And it was an exciting game all the way through. With only one run scored, people might think that's boring, but it wasn't. That sort of made it you're on edge every innings. And so it was nice that Adelaide could shut them out. There, I learned a new term today.
Yep.
And get the job done.
Well, so ends another Carlo and Lay Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.